Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Hi, and welcome to this demonstration of the iPod Shuffle, fourth generation from Apple. I've currently got my iPod Shuffle in my hand. I've already synced it to my iTunes on my Mac, and I've activated full voiceover on the iPod Shuffle. So first of all, I'm actually going to describe the unit to you, and then I'll show you how to actually use the device. So the iPod Shuffle is extremely small. It reminds me of a very oversized stamp or a cell out of a piece of a chocolate bar. I don't know why, but that's sort of what it reminds me of. It's basically square, and as I said, very tiny. On the front face, you've got this round raised button with a dip in the middle, which is actually your play pause button. And at the top of that round circle, if you like, is the volume up. The bottom of the round circle is volume down. The left hand side is previous and the right hand side is next. On the back of the iPod Shuffle is a clip to attach it to a belt, shirt pocket, etc. The bottom of the iPod Shuffle is blank, and so are the left and right hand sides, i.e. no controls or ports. On the top edge of the iPod Shuffle, on the left hand side, you've got the 3.5mm socket that takes headphones, or the 3.5mm jack for the USB cable to connect it to your Mac or PC to charge or transfer data. In the middle, but slightly to the right, is the button, which is the voiceover button, that you can press to get the name of the currently playing track, or you press it twice and it'll give you a battery status. And then over at the far right hand side at the top, there is a three-way switch. The far right hand position is off, the middle position is on, standard play, and on the left, which would be the closest to the voiceover button, is your shuffle mode. And at the moment, rather than having headphones plugged in, I've actually got my set of little speakers plugged in so we can hear what it's doing. So let me first turn it on. So I'm going to get that three-way connector switch at the top right-hand side, push it in towards the left with my fingernail. And it's now on. And of course, it's starting to play. Now I'm just going to stop it by pressing the pause play button in the middle on the front. Now, while it's off, I'm actually going to push that selector switch all the way to the left, so one more position, and you heard that noise. That tells you that you've actually changed the mode to shuffle, and if I pull it back one towards the right, in the middle, that tells me I'm now back in standard mode, and of course if I bring it again further to the right, it's now off. Okay, so let me turn it back on again, push it to the left, into the middle. Of course it starts playing, and I stop it again by pressing play pause. Now the nice thing I like about this is to see what the volume's like without actually having to play something. I can press the up part of that round circle and you can hear it doing the tones as it increases in volume. If I press the down part of the circle, you can hear the beeps getting quieter. Okay, so let me turn it up again. Okay, now let me press the voiceover button that was in the middle between basically the headphone socket and the three-way connector switch.
No, you ever.
Okay, so that's the name of the track. Now if I press that voiceover button twice, it should give us the percentage of charge in the iPod Shuffle. So I'm going to press that twice.
Battery full.
Okay, so battery full. If I press the right arrow, so the right-hand side of that circle.
Take a chance on me, ever.
Okay, so basically it's going to tell me all the songs without actually playing. So I press the right arrow again.
Nehemiah, ever.
Okay, press left arrow to go back.
Take a chance on me, ever.
Left again.
Knowing me, knowing you, ever.
Okay, so you can actually go through tracks and get the names of them without actually having to play it and then press the voiceover button at the same time if you like. So let me start playing. I'll show you what happens when you're playing music and you want to get track information. So I'm going to press the play pause button in the middle now. Let's just turn the volume down a bit. Okay, and I'm going to press the voiceover button.
No me, no you, ever.
Okay, and as you heard, I'll do that one more time.
No me, no you, ever.
It actually lowered the volume of the music and let us hear what voiceover was actually saying to us. Now the next thing I want to show you about playing music, if I started playing, so I'm going to press the play pause button again, start playing. Now I'm going to hold down the right arrow, so the right hand side of that circle. Okay, and I'm fast forwarding through it. Okay, let it go. Starts playing normally. Now I'm going to hold down the left hand side, or previous left hand side of that circle, hold it down. Okay, it's going backwards. And another nice little trick that I like, if I press the left arrow twice if I like, it goes back to the beginning of the track. And of course, if I press the right arrow just once, it goes to the next track and so on. So that's very, very cool. So let me press the pause button to stop it. And the other little function I want to show you is how to change to your playlist. Now I happen to have a book on here that's in a separate playlist. And what the trick is you hold down the voiceover button until it beeps, and then it'll read out the series of playlists on your iPod Shuffle. When you get to the playlist you want, you press the voiceover button again. That selects the playlist and will start playing whatever's in that playlist. So I want to get to my playlist, which is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I'm going to press the voiceover button until it beeps. Release. All songs.
Spoken text.
Voice memos.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Guide to the Galaxy. Press the voiceover button.
Bang! That drove your ears 6 feet into your skull.
Okay. Another and, one did exactly the same that's thing. That's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Of course, the part talking about the Vogon ships coming into Earth orbit. And that concludes this quick demonstration of the iPod Shuffle, fourth generation from Apple. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. If you've got any other questions about anything to do with Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.